Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. An Independence County couple was arrested on felony drug charges early Tuesday morning. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said 47-year-old Daniel Willis and 40-year-old Wanda Mae Moody of 45 Chow Lane in the northern part of Independence County were charged with possessing meth with the intention to distribute it by selling. The sheriff said undercover agents had made buys from Willis and Moody. A third person arrested at the scene, 54-year-old Michael Meyer, was charged with misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. Sheriff Jeffrey said Federal Drug Enforcement Administration agents served the warrants with assistance from his department along with state police and game and fish officers. The sheriff said cadaver dogs were brought in by the DEA from Saline County to search for a body that was possibly buried somewhere on the property. After an extensive search, officers did not find evidence to support that claim. Sheriff Jeffrey said officers did see several drug paraphernalia items and $910 in cash. The sheriff said both Willis and Moody are being held at the Pulaski County Jail until they appear before a federal magistrate. Also, Sheriff Jeffrey said a Thida Union Hill Volunteer Fire Department brush truck that was stolen from the department station on Thida Road was recovered. He said a citizen called authorities and reported the truck not far away and behind a vacant residence at 1159 Thida Road. The sheriff said apparently someone had managed to open a bay door and drive off in the brush truck. There was no damage reported to the vehicle or the fire station. In another incident that police think was related, a 1999 Dodge truck equipped with a rock drill was stolen from a Charles Wayne Robertson residence on 6 Mile Lane. Deputy Patrick Collins found the vehicle stuck in a ditch on Buzzard Roost Road. Collins said there was no apparent damage to the truck, which is valued at about $30,000. Collins noted that he found footprints leaving the scene and heading in the direction of the Thida Union Hill Fire Station. There is a suspect in the case, which is still under active investigation. And Independence County deputies also reported that an unlocked Dodge pickup truck owned by Charles B. Doyle was entered, and two shotguns and a pair of coveralls were stolen from behind the truck seat. The stolen property is valued at over $500. In a relatively short meeting last night, the Batesville City Council passed an ordinance to allow an amendment to the 2010 budget. The ordinance called for taking $203,000 from reserve to cover the expenses for a new roof and windows for the municipal building. The mayor also proclaimed January as Arkansas School Board Member Recognition Month, and by passing a resolution last night, the council did recognize and salute members of the Batesville School Board: Dr. Paul Hance, Jennifer Emery, Scott Fredericks, George Latus, Rodney Stroud, Leonard Tharp, and Scott Wood, along with District Superintendent Dr. Randy Willison. And you've heard of ball games being postponed until a later date. Well, here are some games that have been moved up a day. The basketball games between Concord High School and Greers Ferry Westside will be played on Thursday, January 27th, instead of the following Friday. And that brings you right up to date.